K-State Nation, what's going on? Eddie Greer again for another episode right here of the Purple Project Podcast. All things K-State sports out there in Manhattan, Kansas. Welcome in Wednesday morning, March 18th, 2026. Your very first time listening to this podcast, thank you so much again for checking out the latest edition of this podcast. You know what it is, the Purple Project Podcast. All things K-State sports. It's already Wednesday, middle of the week. What do they call it? Hump day? Hump day already. What a big day yesterday. Let's see if we can carry it on in to the rest of the week. It's going to be wrapping up real quick. I got to tell you, before I go off back into the workspace, yep, more work today. We still got more work to do. Yep, more work to do. Still to be done. We're going to carry that momentum into work. We'll do the best we can with it. Every day has its own identity. This K-State baseball team right now has their identity on point. Another big offensive day by Vasquez. Carlos Vasquez going deep twice as the K-State offense continuing to carry this baseball team right now. Another belt the ass, yes sir, let's say it again, belt the ass win in the state of Texas, this time against Baylor, 13-3, umps called it after seven innings. So another shortened game, and this has become the norm all of a sudden for this baseball team, putting their opposition in uncomfortable situations, and they're doing that right now. Carlos Vasquez, two more home runs in his in the game last night, and just a monster game. I had a monster day yesterday. Carlos Vasquez followed up with a monster game of his own. Two home runs, seven driven in. Seven home runs. Not seven home runs. Oh, that'll be ecstatic. Seven runs driven in there. I just mentioned a shortened game. This did not go full distance. This is the fifth run rule game that K has won already in 2026. That is, according to the official notes, a K-State record in a single season. Are we halfway yet? I have no idea, but it seems like we could this to say that already. We're in mid March, and they have five of these in the bank already. And we're definitely not through halfway conference play. So there's that. So this offense right now, the Batcats. What is it saying? I'm trying to steal a saying here from them boys, them Batcats on point. They on fire. They stay hot right now. Yeah, there it is. They stay hot right now. It don't matter who it is. It seems like somebody is going to carry this offense any given night. Whether that's D. Kennedy, Carlos Vasquez, Grant Gallagher, a Bear Matlack, a Shantiro, my guy Shantiro, you know what I'm saying? So, man, it don't matter. It seems like baseball, again, every game has its identity. I just told y'all, every day has its own identity. So you just can't control it. If somebody is going to have a big game from his offense, we have seen it time and time again, and we have definitely seen it so far here in 2026 as K-State puts belt to ass on Baylor, 13-3. Eddie Greer, host of the Purple Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. Pete Hughes, after the game, saying, quote, "I was proud of our team for a lot of reasons." He goes on to say, quote, "We went on a road trip and won three out of four games against Big 12 teams, Houston and Baylor." I added that in there. And quote, back to Pete Hughes, quote, "And that's one of our goals this year, to be better on the road. I was proud of their resiliency and bouncing back after a disappointing loss on Sunday. I was also proud of the fact that we got back to K-State baseball, which was error-free, no free 90s, and two out hits." For those of you who don't understand, no free 90s, that's walks. That's walks right there. That's what I'm talking about. Yeah, that's another thing that between when I had Alex on the show, which, yeah, I still need to get him on the show, man. I'll reach out to him here at some point today during the craziness. But look, this team's flawed. We saw it at home, but when it comes to these road games, This team, they play. They're just a different team. And you can bring that same energy that you play with at home in front of your home crowd. Why did I get out of that? if you bring that same energy, right, in front of your home crowd, you bring it on the, translate on the road. Ooh, this Kansas team is going to be hard out. And right now, and I'm glad that Coach Hughes brought it up, because I haven't really talked about it, because the difference is they're so good at home. When it comes to these road games, they suck. They don't play at the same efficiency as they do at Twain Family Stadium. And at least so far, here in 2026, they played a lot better. Obviously, you know, starting out the season out west, taking all of them games. You took 2 or 3 down in Texas the first time in Arlington, Texas. You come back down there again. You really should have took all of those games. But I digress there. But yeah, you come back from allowing those 11 runs in the 8th inning against Houston when you had a lead. So you kind of wondering, you know, are you going to have a hangover from that or not? Well, you know what? Hey, we're going to come out here. We're going to put it to you. And that's what they did against Baylor last night in Waco, Texas. Back into the box score. K-State got the party started in the second inning with 3 in the second, 3 more in the third. They didn't score again until the 7th inning, putting up 7 runs in the 7th inning there as Baylor tried to close the gap in the 5th inning right there in Baylor. That's all they got, and that was it. So pretty much like Houston the other night, when Houston put all them runs, the umps called it. Well, you know what? K-State put all them runs in the 7th inning. Hey, you know what? After this, that's a wrap. It's a Little League game. It's over. We're done with it. So there's that. Baylor, 1 run in the 2nd, 2 in the 5th. That's it for them. The decision belongs to Matt Flores of K-State. He gets his first win of 2026. Caden Baker drops to 1-1. And again, I don't know why we have a save situation, so I'm not going to bother with that. Remember, watch that podcast, All Things K-State Sports, Eddie Greer. Even though, yeah, the stat sheet says Aaron Arnold gets a save there, but I don't know why we need it there as well. So there's that. But there's another cat that homered in this game. Kylan Lotus went deep in that same inning, in that 7th inning right there. So there's that. Shantier continues to rake there. As we take a look, we're going to take a look at the offense first. But first, we're going to take a look at the offense from K-State. Shantier coming off of the player of the week, Big 12. I recorded that early this week. That hasn't surfaced yet on the feed. It'll surface at some point. 2 for 4 yesterday for Shantiro. Vasquez, Baylor couldn't solve the puzzle to get him out. 3 for 3, 2 home runs, 7. Hold on a second. Yeah, he drove in 7, pretty much half of the 13 runs that was scored by K-State last night. Kylan Lotus was 1 for 3. He did score 2 runs there. And how about Caden Carl? Caden Carl hitting 9th, 2 for 3 in the game. He scored 2 runs and drove in 2 as K-State rolled. Their offense continued to roll in Big 12 play. And I think, let me hold up for a minute. This is the third, and speaking of 3 out of 4 from Pete Hughes, from his baseball team to start off conference play. All these wins of conference play, K-State has scored double figures and a run scored. So there's that. Here for Baylor, they were led by Brady Janusik. He went 2 for 3. He drove in 2 runs there for Baylor Bears there. But yeah, let's put that in existence. K-State, all their runs, wins in conference play so far have via hit double figures. Put that one out there. The Pro Boxing Podcast, All Things K-State Sports, Eddie Greer, K-State 13, Baylor 3. Matt Flores started last night, went 5 strong, 6 hits. Hang on a second here. Let me get this up. Get going real quick. All right. Yeah, 6 runs, 3 hits. 2 of those were earned, a walk. He struck out 1. Aaron Arnold wrapped up the rest of the, you know, obviously K-State going to 2 pitchers there, 2 innings. It hit, gave up nothing. He struck out two. Caden Baker, he only went lost of 2 2/3 for Baylor in the ball game right there. Yeah, and by the way, now, hold on a second here. K-State, another stat misfunction there. That should be 3-1 for K-State. K-State there. We already know that. So, yeah, K-State now 3-1 in conference play, and they get to pick up their 16th win of 2026. So, hey, that's what I'm talking about. Oh, by the way, yes, K-State, 13 runs, 9 hits, no errors. Baylor, 3 runs, 7 hits, no errors. They left one on base. K-State also left one on base there as well in the game there. Let me see here if anything else stacks up here. Yeah, K-State, the home run ball. 15 of the 21 games here in 2006, they have homered in. So there's that as well. Let me see if there's anything here. Yeah, for the first time, they run root Baylor. That's of note there as well. Dede Kennedy now leads the conference with 13 stolen bases there in the ball game. Well, for the Cats this year, for Dede Kennedy, Carlos Vasquez, another multi-home run hitting game from him. He is now the fifth player to crank out a multi-home run hitting game in 2026 there as well. So how about Twain Family Stadium? Let me see here. Arizona. Yeah, we're going back. Yeah, K-State returning back to Manhattan, and they're going to take on Arizona State. And I got to double-check their record here off podcast later on when I get off work. But Arizona State next on the list for K-State baseball. That's going to be a 6 o'clock start there on ESPN+. Plus, if you live in the Manhattan area, I'm pretty sure they'll have it on 1350K, man. Let me jump the gun here for a minute. Okay, yeah, it's a 3-game set. Three-game set, Arizona State, beginning at first pitch, a little bit after 6 there as well. And we got to remind everybody right now, and, of course, the K-State women's basketball team will be playing tomorrow, the WBIT, hosting the first round of that. They'll be taking on Georgia Tech. And that episode will be coming out later on today. So, again, this daily podcast, all things K-State sports. Y'all know what it is, the Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports, where that is baseball right now, women's basketball, women's rowing was in action, men's golf competed in the last couple of days, and so forth. Y'all know what it is, the Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports, this daily podcast, sometimes twice a day, and here in Blue Moon, 3 episodes a day, this daily podcast, the Wildcat Bus don't shut down after Friday. Nope, we keep the bus moving throughout the weekend, what you're going to get right this weekend, per usual there as well. Yeah, so the K-State was women's basketball team plays tomorrow night. So definitely that's another reminder for those of you available to go out there. Definitely support your Cats out there as they try to make another run as in this tournament. I'm going to call it WNIT for 06 there as well with that. So I'm excited for them there as well. And we got to get pumped up for this baseball team. Boy, they are cranking out some dominating performances right now, like they did last night against Baylor Bears, and they're coming home with that mojo, and they'll be hosting Arizona State this weekend. Alex Aiden out there, Santa California's Eddie Greer coming to you from Kansas City, Missouri. Once again, it is K-State put belt the ass on Baylor last night down in Waco, Texas. K-State 13, Baylor 3. This has been another edition of the Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports, Cats.